question today is, what obligation does the parents have to the children? We realized today that we talked about the chain of command, and of course we know that the children will not really obey and honor their parents in the Lord rightly unless mom and dad meets their responsibility or their obligation that they have, what the Bible says, what the Bible brings out. Now, there's a lot of different scriptures that deal with it. We'll deal with some scripture a little later. But I'd like to say that the parents' obligation to the children is in three areas. And I'll put this in down for you where you can look at them. I know we'll not probably get all through with this part one of this broadcast. But the parents are obligated to their children for their development, for their direction, and for their discipline. And when we think about development, you see, any man who's normal and anyone who's normal can come together in a marital relationship and babies will be born. You say that's parenting. No, but that's not parenting. But that does not make you a he-man because you fathered a child. It doesn't mean that you women did a supernatural thing because you mothered a child. God made you that way. That's normal fruit of a normal relationship. Getting babies into this world is not the end or goal of parenting, but just the beginning point. And when that baby's born and brought home is when parenting really starts. We as parents have that responsibility of developing the child in three different ways as far as the development. That is, first of all, now we've got a responsibility, and I'll give you these three points. We're responsible for their physical development. We're responsible for their mental development and their spiritual development. That's our obligation, if you please. Now, when we think about their physical development, I know we cannot grow anything as anyone. It's God's the bottom line. But yet He put parents who's to take care of their children. You're to give them proper diet. If you don't feed them the right food, you're doing your child an injustice. They need exercise. They don't need to be a couch potato. They need health care. I mean, hygiene needs to be around. They need to learn to take a bath, to be clean, so that germs will not come up on them and there'll be unusual sickness in that area. In other words, in your home, needs not to be a pigsty. It's not right to let your children live in a pigsty. You see, if you neglect your children in the area of physical development, we call that child abuse. And I'm against child abuse. I want you to know that. I'm against that. You see, if you don't give your children food for 10 days, that's child abuse. And you need to be reported to our government, if you please, or the officials. And you need to be, your children need to be taken away from you. You have a responsibility for the development of those children physically. I know that there's times whenever children are not, as far as they're not growing properly, and you cannot have any control over that part. But it's still, there are certain things you do for that child, even if he's not growing properly. There are still certain ways that you exercise them and give them therapy, and you make available what's available, so that God grows them up the way He wants them to be. But yet, you're responsible, and that's your obligation, for the physical development of that child. You're also responsible for their mental development. You realize something? I'm talking about their learning ability. Now, I know children have different levels of learning ability. I understand that. I know God gives people different levels in that sense. But did you know God did not charge the public school system nor the Christian school system with the responsibility of the mental development of your children? You see, if you turn it over to them, I'm talking about you. So I'm going to send them off public school. I'm going to let the teachers develop my child mentally. I'm going to send them to a Christian school, and I'll let them develop them mentally. Then if you turn them over to them completely, I want to say what? You'll be a sorry lot. No children have the same mental capacity. God made individuals. He didn't make a clones, if you please. They're all not alike. We know that. But we know that by looking at the grades of our children. One may excel in one area, while another will excel in another area. Some will be in math. In other words, some will do good, and some will in reading and in literature, if you please. Now, every child is born with different mental capacities, and God holds parents responsible to determine those mental capacities of our children and help them develop the mind that God gave them in a manner that will glorify Him. And in other words, God wants that mind to be used in the work of God, what it's all about. You see, we understand that. Now, you can't put a 10-gallon water in a 5-gallon pail. I understand that, but you can develop that child mentally at the best of your ability, for it'd be what God wants him to be. You see, God gave them to you, not to the public school, not to the Christian school. And I'll tell you what, if you fail to do that, you're in trouble. I know one example of a person. We had I better not say a whole lot. People might figure out who it is, but back in years bygone, there was a public school system had failed and their part, but the parents had failed in teaching their boy how to read and write, and said he can't do it. They made the boy believe he couldn't do it, and the boy didn't want to study. And he came to our Christian school, and he's supposed to be in the 10th grade, and he tested out about the 3rd grade level. We had to give him 2 plus 2, 4 plus 4, and then he didn't want to even learn that. You say he just didn't have the capacity to do it, was his problem. If you take up and try to make your child, make it look like your child doesn't have the capacity to do it, they'll develop a lazy attitude and they won't study, they won't progress, they'll take sides with you. If you take sides with them, they'll take sides against the teacher and up with you, and you'll have problems all the days of your life, and you'll not meet your responsibility in the area of mental development, see. And I know there's children who do not have that capacity. I understand that, you see. But the thing about it, what God gave the capacity, you need to develop, and don't let them pull the wool over your eyes, you see. They don't want to study, and they act like they just can't do that. And if they get you on their side, they'll carry you the task, and then you'll do them a great injustice that when they grow up, they're going to have problems in their home if they ever have one. They'll have a problem with their children if they have one, and you've got a snowball effect that just takes place. It's not right. You know, I want to say I didn't like to study either. I'd rather play. When I was in school, and that's true of everyone. That's true of your children. You realize that. You're saying, there's a saying is that there's the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And that's true. You're accountable if your children don't know how to read. If he's got the capacity, you're accountable to that, for that. You're accountable if your children don't know how to study. If he's got the capacity, you're accountable. You're accountable to make good grades, help your children make good grades within their capacity and their capability. Now, you're responsible to God for their mental development. You say, but I can't. I'm not equipped to do that. God has always given us responsibility that exceeds our ability. Why? So we'll have to depend on Him. We'll tap His resources. He's given us something. He's given something to us that we cannot do. For instance, my calling to preach covers that. I can't do that. Man can't do that. No preacher can do that rightly in his own self. But he does that to stretch your mind out and put inside us something that will cause us to grow beyond ourselves and develop areas that we would have never developed before if that responsibility had not been placed in our lives. He puts something on us to enlarge ourselves beyond ourselves, and the Lord produces a growth in us, and He gets the glory for it. Now, that's the pattern of what we must do for our children. Don't let them be satisfied doing the normal. In other words, and doing what comes easy. Challenge them. Let them reach out to some goals. Set some goals. Reach out to them. It's all right not to reach some goals, but have a goal set to reach, and if they reach them, set them a little further. Give them something that will provoke their thinking and develop their minds for the glory of Christ. You say, but that's what I send them to school for. No, that's your responsibility. That's mom and daddy's responsibility, you see. And if your home is out of Bible order, your lives or your children will be wasted. You're responsible for their physical development. You're responsible for their mental development. And you're responsible. Your obligation is for their spiritual development. Now, as we think about it, we need to honor the man of God. I mean, I know that many times men are wrong. We've all made mistakes. Brother Luther Price makes a statement that every preacher preaches with a margin of error. That's what he said. Why? We're human. We follow tradition. We follow some things because somebody else said it. We want to sometimes quote it, and we hadn't really looked it up. So, you see, but you may, even though your preacher may make mistakes and may do things wrong, you realize something. You need to honor the man of God. If he's not worthy of honor himself, you need to honor the office of the pastor, if you please. That's what God said. You see, if you have roast preacher for dinner and fried preacher for supper and scrambled preacher for breakfast, I'll tell you, you're doing your children an injustice. You're sure not going to develop them spiritually. You see, God didn't give your your pastor, though. You honor him, but God still didn't give your pastor the responsibility for your children's spiritual development. The Sunday school teacher's not responsible for their spiritual development. Who did he give it to? He gave it to mamas and daddies. And the preacher and the Sunday school teacher in the church are just aids to help you to develop your children spiritually. But God gave you the responsibility. You say, again, and they say again, don't let your preacher or Sunday school teacher teach. And I've said this before, but don't let your preacher or Sunday school teacher teach your child their first Bible verse. You teach it to them. Don't let them teach your child the first song about the Lord Jesus or someone else in the church. You teach it to them. You see, the devil says, the devil will try to keep it and steal anything you send before them. But Deuteronomy said, keep it before them night and day. In other words, 24 hours a day, they need that before them. And you tell them about the Lord and the Bible, and you develop them spiritually. Now, don't you try to play the Holy Ghost and try to get them saved before they reach the knowledge of accountability. That's the one that does that is the Holy Ghost of God and Holy Ghost conviction. But you still have a responsibility to develop. Give fuel for fire for your children. If you don't train them right and lead them right, they're not going to have fuel for fire, and there'll be nothing God can deal with. Now, many take the philosophy, I'll wait till my children gets old enough and let them decide on their own what they want to do. While you're waiting for that, the devil is working. You see, if mom and dad will plant truth in the heart of that child while they're young, I'm talking about touch the palates of their spiritual palate while they're young. In other words, one message or one man will not lead them astray, and nor will one meeting lead them astray. You see, but we have a generation of parents who have shirked their responsibility to train their children in the Word of God, in the worship of God, in the ways of God. And when their soul gets hungry because there's no fire in our lives, they go after wildfire and wind up in the wrong era. In other words, and you're responsible that they memorize Scripture. It's one of the best tools to develop their mind mentally, if you please. And it'll even help them make better grades if you'll do that. And so you're responsible that they sing godly songs, you see. Old cow will graze around in the pasture and then lay down and chew her cud. You see, if you don't give them the right thing to chew on, they'll have the wrong thing. Listen, if you don't teach them godly songs, they'll want to listen to rock and roll songs, and you'll have to pull the plug on them, is what it amounts to. Well, this is Edgar Lee Pascoe, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.